Welcome to episode 3 of The Fury of Good Men. Hey guys, there's no real agenda for this episode. I just feel like ranting. I feel like ranting because there's a lot of bullshit going on where today is December 21st and we're right upon Christmas Eve and somehow. The Federal Court of Appeals, I think it was the Sixth Circuit Court, ruled in favor of the Biden mandate. And quite frankly, it's ridiculous. We're going to have to wait to see what the Supreme Court does and how this is ultimately decided. But honestly, we should have never gotten to this point. It's infuriating, it's frustrating. It's just plain ridiculous. And if you're complying with this and if you're supporting this in any type of way, you're an idiot. You need to realize that we're all being manipulated here. We've been manipulated one way or another. We've been told that this virus, which isn't We've been told that this virus is a lot more dangerous than it is. We've been told that if we did one vaccination, then we would be fine, and then a second, and then a third, and now we're up to like fourth and fifth boosters, and it's a clear money grab. It's a very clear money grab from pharma, big pharma, and we have top Democratic politicians and potentially I wouldn't be surprised if Republican politicians as well that are benefiting from this financially. It's no coincidence that all of these mandates and this whole narrative has been pushed by the Democratic Party. Meanwhile, these politicians' net worths continue to skyrocket. And you're seeing companies like Pfizer posting record profits. And causing huge problems with this vaccination. I mean, if you look at there's an article going around that Pfizer recently acquired another pharma company that focuses on heart conditions. I believe specifically they make a drug to help with myocarditis, which is one of the main side effects of the COVID vaccine. So, what a coincidence that the huge issue that Pfizer is causing with their vaccination, they're trying to remedy by purchasing another pharma company. So, what they're essentially doing is they're selling you the poison and then selling you the cure to the poison. It's insane that there's no repercussions for this. It's insane that this is all being swept under the rug. And if anyone speaks out against it, you're called a conspiracy theorist, you're called a lunatic, you're called just. You're being called out for just being crazy, and it's not, we're not crazy. We're not crazy for calling bullshit, bullshit, calling all of this what it is. And it's a lie, and it's manipulation, and it's greed. And we shouldn't be okay with it. We all need to do our part to fight back against this, whether it's you share a post on your social media like Instagram or Facebook, potentially LinkedIn, whatever channel you're more active on. If you share a post that attempts to tell the truth and uses factual evidence rather than just propaganda, then we can help mitigate this. And Another thing we can do is just say no when these businesses, grocery stores, whatever they may be, put up their arbitrary mask required signs. Don't comply. It's ridiculous that we're still arguing, or there's still an argument that masks are effective when you've had several medical doctors come out and say they are not effective at containing the spread of COVID. There's going to con there the one side that is fanatical about COVID will always continue to say trust the science, but when science doesn't support their narrative, then they're pushing us to not accept the science. It's ridiculous. They'll only accept the science that fits their narrative. And most people that are pushing this whole COVID lunacy are people that are just following what they're being told. They're not doing any critical thinking. They're blindly trusting these news outlets that are lying to them. Just the other day, if you want real truth, try to find sources that are showing you that they're actually trying to uncover things. They're not just telling you what they're telling you. They're not just telling you their agenda. You take Project Veritas, and they recently just did, I believe it was two stories about how two different CNN producers were soliciting child pornography, and CNN so far has said nothing. So far, their employers, both the anchors or the reporters that they were working for, and the organization itself has said nothing. They haven't denied the charges. They haven't said anything. And we're supposed to be conspiracy theorists that because we're pointing out that these organizations and the people that work for them and the people that are pushing that narrative are doing dishonest, immoral, and illegal things. How are we the lunatics? How are we the bad guys when there's clear evidence of illegal, disgusting activity at that news network? They don't have a monopoly on news anymore. Literally, a guy off the street like myself can record themselves talking, publish it online, and if enough people give a shit, then they'll share it. It's not, and you know what? If only one person listens to this, which more than likely that's going to be the case for who knows how long, maybe forever, I don't care. If one person changes their mind, and if one person, you know what? Not even changes your mind. I'm not trying to change your mind. If one person takes the time to do critical thinking and realizes that everything isn't how it's being presented by the mainstream media, then that's good enough for me. That's all I want out of this. That's all I want. Just trying to change. And if I help one person and that one person helps another, then that's how real change starts. It starts in our communities. It starts at the local level, and then it spreads. So, thanks for listening, guys, and tune in for more content. I'll be posting more episodes soon. This was just a quick one to really just to vent. And I hope you guys are standing up, and I hope you guys are really fighting back. Fuck Joe Biden. Let's go.